would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Kill or suck, what's it going to be tonight? This is St. John Forward Radio. Those are the only two options. St. John Forward Radio. I'm the titular John Forward. This is on local 107.3 FM and every Monday night at 9 o'clock and also Friday nights at some other time, 11 o'clock. 10:30? I have no idea. It's on the schedule. Look at localfm.ca. Let's get into it. Before I get too far, I want to follow up on some stuff I said on the show a couple of weeks ago. I was ranting and raving about us poor comedians being taken advantage of by venues and promoters and such. I still stand by everything I said about the reversing show. Can't talk. I do not stand by my stutters. No excuse for it. I should be fired from campus radio until I get speech therapy. We were paid very little and treated with even less respect. But part of my general opinion on the matter, I was a little bit riled up that day. I was influenced. Somebody posted a blog on Facebook about some shadiness that happened at another venue in the province, and you know that got me in kind of rallying the troops mode, which I like to get into every now and then on here. But having since spoken to somebody else who was on the same show that was being discussed in said LinkedIn blog post, I found out that the situation wasn't quite as bad as it seemed based on the information that was presented. The people that were on that show were paid fairly, in my opinion, and in retrospect, not great etiquette to for the person who wrote the thing to throw the venue and all of the other comics on the show under the bus before the show even happened. So anyway, let's take my things with a grain of salt. I've still got opinions about that venue, but they're unfounded. It's all second, third hand stories, so not mine to tell. But this week, direct John Forward experience. Had our first 10 p.m. start time Uptown Comedy Deluxe show at O'Leary's. Again, start time was not my decision. Talked about that last month on the show, but pretty good turnout yet again. So I was a bit worried about the later start time, but so far it seems to have done more good than harm. Hopefully the later start time, I guess my concern at this point would be any Moncton or Fredericton people coming down to do the show and then drive back the same night. The extra hour might be a deal breaker if they're working on Saturday morning or something. But so far, so good. We were also in the back room on the main stage this time, pretending like we were upgraded. But it was because there was a Christmas party booked in our usual room upstairs. But it was fun times. I don't think it's going to be a regular thing because I think the band usually starts at 10:30, so they were delayed for our benefit, I assume. So appreciated the regulars. That's the name of the band. It was a fun show. Except it appears that that somebody ran off with the tip bucket, which isn't great. We have a budget for the show, and the comics got paid anyway. But the donations is kind of on top of it, and almost all of that goes to the other comics on the show. I take my fee out of the main budget. I think we started doing that because people pay a $7 cover charge at the door, so I don't push it too hard. They've already paid to get in, But, you know, opportunity to hustle some more dollars. First couple of shows, I think we try to do a 50-50 draw, but I think the first draw, the prize was a very tiny amount of money, and they just said, you know what, keep it. So from that point forward, we just decided to just ask people to give us money and keep all of it. That seems to be a better system. It's much less complicated. Not a huge payday, but we usually get enough to give everybody at least $10 extra. Sometimes $20 and $30, if you can imagine. But show ended. I started going around with the donation bucket, and another person offered to take over and continue passing the bucket around. And I kind of, oh, thanks a lot. And it's a comic. It's not somebody that was on the show. I went and unhooked the mics and started packing up my stuff and getting out of the way for the band guy. And then came time to split up the money, and Bucket Man was nowhere to be found. We looked all over outside, left his coat behind, but something weird was going on. I still don't have all the details. It's not usual behavior for this person. So I'm not calling them out or anything. I'm not happy about the situation, but at this point I found out a minor tidbit, more information this afternoon. So at this point I'm more, you know, concerned at for the person that did it. 'Cause, you know, like I said, it's not normal. So there's a here, and I hope that person is okay. More happier news. Saturday was also my, also, Friday, well, this doesn't go together at all, but in addition to the previously mentioned words, Saturday was my 36th birthday, and I unfortunately couldn't stick around O'Leary's on Friday night to hang out with Arif and Brian Godso, because I had to get up early on Saturday. Presumably fun birthday plans, but no, my dad was coming over to help me put down some click flooring in my house at 9 a.m., so I had to get up early. So not the most fun thing to do on my birthday with a blown-out lower back, but we got it done. My back was actually survived the ordeal. I was wearing my old man girdle slash brace, but my legs still feel like they're going to fall off from all the squatting that I did to compensate for not being able to bend over. And also, we didn't have knee pads, so I didn't want to smash my knees on the concrete. So me and Dad doing some squats on the concrete floor. His legs are probably sore, too. He split his head open on our jagged short piece of roof that sticks out. But that took most of the day, and then I took a nap. And then I had 2 hours to shower, eat, go to the liquor store before people were going to start showing up for a little get-together I had at my house. Not as many people showed up as I had hoped, but it's a busy time of year, and some people had some good reasons. They couldn't make it. They were out of town, sick, had children that they needed to tend to. That's fine. Some others just don't love me, I guess. But that's the perils of getting older and growing apart. People don't like to leave the house anymore, but we still had a fun time with everybody that showed up, so I appreciate that. The upside to having a more intimate get-together is that I didn't have to put on some horribly disturbing movie to scare everyone out of my house when I wanted to go to bed, so everybody left at a reasonable time, and got to bed by 1:30, I think. Unfortunately, I don't think I fell asleep until 4 a.m. because at 6 p.m. when I woke up from my nap, I stupidly decided, hey, my phone's telling me that Starbucks will give me a free thing on my birthday, so I gotta get that free coffee. So I had a coffee at 6 p.m., which is too late for John Forward to have a coffee. So anyway, I was didn't get much sleep on Saturday night, and my legs were sore, so I couldn't make it out to Sundale After Dark, as I usually try to do at McGill's on the Sunday. Didn't make it, but still had a not the best birthday I've ever had, but it was pretty good. I would like to thank my dear wife May for doing most of the cleaning up before the people came over on Friday night and Saturday. And as payback. Not really. It's just a coincidence. She is doing more chores for me by appearing on St. John Forward Radio because, how you doing, May?
I'm good. Is my mic on? I don't think it is.
It's on.
Is it?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I think.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
The off button's lit up over here.
Well, turn, don't have that on. Now it's off. Undo whatever. There you go.
Oh, there.
I think you were on the whole time.
I screw this up every time I'm on.
Well, you should know better because you've got your own podcast.
I do.
Called So We Started a Cult.
Well,
is that not right? Or is it just We Started a Cult?
That is what it's indexed under. Yes, we had to call it something, but it's not a cult. Like, I don't want people to think.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll get into it. We're just okay. that is technically the name of the podcast.
Yes.
So, we'll discuss that further on in the show, and maybe we can take some calls, and she can help you all get into a euphorolytic state.
Yeah, maybe.
So after the song, if you want, call in 648-5925. It's area code 506 if you're nasty.
What is that?
I don't know. That's Janet Jackson. Or I don't know. If anybody's listening from out of New Brunswick and you don't know, if you aren't down with the 506, that's the area code.
We're getting a second area code in New Brunswick. Did you know that?
I did not. What part? Or is
I
it just
the
an
northern
extra
part's
one?
getting a second area code. Like, they're going to be 204 or something like that.
Well, that's very exciting.
I think. I might have just made that up.
That's an exclusive for St. John Forward Radio. Second area code for who knows why. But let's take a quick musical break, and then we'll come back with some more May Wonderful. Let's hear some The Joy Formidable off their new album. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's got three A's. Arth? Arth? I don't know.
How do you spell it?
A-A-A-R-T-H.
Arth?
I don't know. Anyway, the song is called Cicada, in parentheses, Land on Your Back. And we'll be back.
Look in the eye and watch the door. The mountain is high.
We're back on St. John Forward Radio. Like I said before, here with May Wonderful.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
How was your weekend?
I was busy. I cleaned the house a lot. I did many a dish.
I should have people more often. You don't clean the house for me.
I don't. That's correct.
Well, I washed the shower curtain.
I know you did such a good job.
Yeah. Well, I had to work and tell people about porno at O'Leary's on Friday night.
I know. Hard-working man.
Yep. Building floors. Put those Costco click
floors
in.
So alarming that neither of you knew how to put a floor down. I thought for sure that was the whole point of your dad coming.
I thought for sure, too, until he arrived and didn't know any better than I did.
Great.
He has more experience measuring and cutting things with a saw. Mm. So that was the main
thing.
Yeah,
I would say that's helpful.
Yeah, so turns out I am the better problem solver of the two. I figured out the logistics of some of the complicated parts.
Excellent.
And he kind of dismissively shook his head and like, I don't know if that's going to work. And I'd have to repeat it three times. Like, no, let's just try it. It's going to be fine.
What a nightmare.
I know. Must be frustrating to have to deal with somebody that is so sure that what you're saying makes no sense when it actually does make sense.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that would be like.
I don't know how you would.
No.
But anyway, we had a fun time on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. No dramas, nothing getting smashed.
No.
No big mess to clean up.
No.
I think we did most of the cleanup before we went to bed,
which
took about 10 minutes to throw some bottles and cans into a garbage bag. And there are still extra chairs sitting in the living room that will be...
Well, they'll be there for another week yet.
Yeah. Well, the downstairs is kind of a war zone at this moment. Next weekend, I'm hoping to finish putting down that trim, and then I can start packing my stuff back into the room. Mm-hmm. So this has been Construction Talk with John and May.
Thanks.
All of you people tuning in to hear about So We Started a Cult. Why don't you tell us about your podcast? I've been listening to it.
Thank you.
I'm one episode behind. I don't know anything more than what is in the podcast. People have been asking me questions, and I'm not able to provide the answers, so maybe we can clear some of that up tonight.
Well, maybe I could, I'll just start with a brief overview.
Yeah, tell us what it's about.
Well, as you guys know, I'm May Wonderful. I'm actually one half of the podcast. My partner on the show is Moxie Munchies, who I've spoken to before, and I think people have seen me, I've done collaborations with her on her YouTube channel. She actually, unfortunately, couldn't be here tonight. She's doing some missionary work in the States.
Okay.
Just kind of spreading our message. Moxie and I have been friends for at least 20 years. We've been friends since we were 15 years old.
She called in on this show on one of your other previous appearances.
She has,
It was a long time ago. I actually appeared on her YouTube show also.
Yeah,
I ate some chips.
It was
she
great.
Used to do her, what's her YouTube channel?
Moxie Munchies.
Right, obviously. she eats fun foods.
She
and
does.
Discusses them. I ate some variously flavored chips, I believe, was on my episode.
Yeah, you were eating this. I think you might have eaten the Swiss Chalet Lays, maybe. But yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and we realized that... we had discovered kind of organically just this a way of life almost a better way, an easier way of navigating the world. Mm-hmm. And the two of us came upon it pretty organically, but it's something that everyone could do. And so we decided we wanted to start this podcast just to kind of spread the truth to people. And that's actually what she's doing right now. She's down in Florida, just kind of helping some people out with that. But
it's noble.
It isn't. There's a little bit of an ulterior motive, I guess you could say. the basic overview, like to get the full effect, you really would have to listen to the podcast and get, you know, like the full transmission. But the basic idea...
It's available in all of the usual places.
Yeah, yeah.
Download.
We have a YouTube. We have Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's on... We have an Instagram. It's on all the... Because Moxie's really good with social media, so she's been doing
it's
all
on
that.
iTunes
and yeah.
Podbean and...
Yeah.
Is it on Google Play?
I believe so.
Okay.
So we feel like the more, this is just the basic idea, the more love and the more kindness that you give out into the world, the more that you're going to receive back, because love, the way that love works is that it flows in a cycle and it compounds as it's going through. And once you get the vibration going really quickly into a circle, like it, you achieve what we refer to as a euphorolytic state. And that's just a state of well-being. It's a very high vibrational energy. You feel wonderful. It's almost like, it's like a natural high. You're happier. You have an easier time thinking. Problem solving is easier. Interacting with people is easier and more fulfilling. So we wanted to share that with people, and it's something that people innately have inside of them. But our aim with the podcast is that it took us 20 years to come up with this. We want to share it with people, just the basic steps, and, you know, see, we want to share it so that other people can feel the way we feel, because we feel great. And we also want to receive back, you know, the energy that they put out to us.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, does that...
Well, yes, it sounds like energy and vibrations.
It is.
I have a science degree, and sounds very scientific. So I imagine you've done done some double blind studies and made a hypothesis and isolated
our lives are a testament to
and control groups
to the fact that this works. Yeah. I mean, we're both happy and good people. Moxie's very, you know, scientifically minded. You know me, that I have like the crystals all over the house and stuff, and I really enjoy them. And she...
Yeah, crystals are made by science, sort of.
Well, I, you know, she doesn't necessarily believe in them the way that I do, but we want people to know that you don't have to...
Well, if the crystals, whether it's just a conduit for your euphorolytic
state. I believe so. I think that they help you, and it's something that you can focus your energy into to help transmit the euphoric feelings to people. I think you can, but yeah, I mean, out. And even if that's just... You're being facetious. Even if that's just a placebo effect, it's still an effect.
Yeah.
Which is
fine.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, the same way, like, yeah, it's, well, anything. This is a change that comes from within, so mm-hmm. whatever sort of totem or object that
exactly.
can help you out with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's an interesting podcast, and the best part about it is that it is very manageable to listen to. I believe it is
well, thank
between
you.
20 and 30 minutes an episode.
Yeah, we really wanted to just condense it down and make sure that we have a really like a laser focus when we're transmitting our message out to people.
Yeah, well, in these this day and age of social media and instant gratification, people don't have the attention spans.
They don't, and I don't want to get too much into it, because, like I say, it's better if you get the full effect of like listening to the podcast and having the concentrated message. But we do touch on social media as well, and how that can, you know, it can break the cycle that you're going for. So that's just something you have to be aware of,
right?
Okay. When you're talking about this, so.
Well, but yeah, that's all good, and like I said, I'm one episode behind, but that's not specifically with yours. I'm several weeks behind on all of my podcasts.
Well, that's okay. So. I'm not, you know, I still even people, you know, I'm still projecting euphorolytic vibrations into you. So, I mean, you're definitely going to be getting the benefit of it anyway, because you're in the house with me all the time. But something, you know, it definitely, it helps us out when people give out their love by listening, by subscribing, by rating us on iTunes. It definitely, it helps us because it's boosting our signal. Mm-hmm. It's their love, their appreciation is coming back into us, and then that's helping us kind of spread, that's helping us spread our message even more, because I want everyone to feel as good as I feel. And people, especially the people who are already listening and are already getting in, like right from the ground level, you know, they have a very high emotional intelligence that they're able to tap into this right away with such an open mind and really, you know, come into the fold.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take another quick musical break, and then we'll talk some more about that. Do you want to tell us about the song that you've selected for us this evening?
I selected this song because I just like the way it sounds, and it was recommended to me in a shuffle algorithm.
Is it on your Discover and Weekly?
It was at one point, yeah, and I'm okay with that. It doesn't have a deeper meaning. I just like it. I enjoy it.
All right. Well, let's. Are you going to tell us what it is?
It's called "The Strangle of Anna," and it's by The Moon Landings.
All right, and we'll be back with more May Wonderful after this.
Thank you.
Let it be until it's boring. Till the sun shines.
This is May Wonderful, and you're listening to Local 107.3 FM. I'm sending you love, and you're doing okay. I really hope that you achieve the euphorolytic state that you deserve.
Thank you, May Wonderful. That was a wonderful...
was that good?
That was a wonderful read. So we're back. Before, you were talking about, getting people to give you ratings on iTunes and stuff. That's something that I've heard people, say on podcasts. I never ask anybody to do anything.
You should.
I don't even think I've ever checked or know how to check what my rate, if anybody has rated me on iTunes.
No, you should. It feels good. I think everyone out there listening should go in and rate you.
Yes, well, go do that. I don't know how to do it, but do a Google search for St. John Forward Radio iTunes, or go into iTunes and search for St. John Forward Radio.
I think it would help your back, probably.
Well, what? How?
It just what like
you a rating on the internet? Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Yeah, because people are thinking of you and they're focusing their energy into doing this, like. This motion, they're sending their appreciation to you when they're.
But it's like a physical, like, I don't know what's wrong.
Well, your
with
back
it.
Is like, physically hurt.
Like discs or something.
Yeah.
How's a rating gonna help that?
It just will. It'll make you feel good. You don't feel good when people enjoy what you're giving out.
I haven't looked at it. Maybe that's the. Does the act of doing the rating create the goodness, or do I have to like go in and do you have to go and like read the reviews
ideally
to achieve the
once you're able to really finely tune yourself to receive these transmissions, you should just automatically feel them.
I'm not fine enough tuned.
Yeah, and that could be it. And I mean, that's not a negative thing. I'm not trying to say that's a bad thing or make you feel bad. It's just that you haven't practiced. And that's something, you know, as we go through the podcast, we're leading up like step by step, you know, how you get into initially how you open yourself up to receiving these transmissions, and then how, you know, you're
well,
able
like
to...
we live together. Can't you just kind of give me a shortcut and give me kind of the crash course?
I couldn't do that. No, it wouldn't work the same. It's really something, like I say, it's a concentrated transmission that we send out, and we're putting a lot of our energy into it while we're recording. So it really is something that that's better for the podcast. And I mean, there are people listening right now that might not even know who I am or haven't heard of this, or I mean, a euphorolytic state may be something they felt before but not necessarily know what it is. And I don't really think it's fair for me to push that out onto people on your show, if that's what you're getting at. But for you,
well,
like, I mean, you probably...
I know you want to get people to actually listen to the show and, you know, drive up your numbers and such.
It's for that. It's for them. Like, I mean, I get benefit from recording the show as well. So I really just want to give this gift to people. And then, I'm sending love out to people whether or not they listen to the show. But it's much easier for you to receive the message if you know how to open yourself up to it.
Right. Yeah, I just actually I pulled up the iTunes page for the show and
for St. John Forward
Radio. Yeah, we have not received enough ratings to display an average for this podcast.
Oh no!
So I'm assuming it's probably zero.
Oh.
Have you been on? Have you seen the? Let's see if we can find some reviews first. So we started a cult.
Yeah, go on and see. Usually Moxie handles this stuff. I'm very computer illiterate.
Oh, you haven't received enough ratings to display an average too. So people need to get on that.
I know.
So,
well, we're just starting and people are just kind of waking up to the idea. That's okay. I'm not, you know.
Right. So, I don't know. I just, I'm very intrigued in where it's mm-hmm. going. I'm listening. I'm following along. Yeah. But you know, I understand you don't want to put everything out on the radio. But yeah. I don't understand why you can't just give me kind of the fast forwarded, like yeah, you guys know where this is heading. But you know, like break me off a little piece. I've got a sore
back.
Well,
that's really
euphorolytic chiropractory.
I mean, the basic step is for you to understand that these love transmissions are all around us, and achieving a euphorolytic state is just this state where the love is cycling exponentially. You're giving it out and it's coming back to you. And I think that's something that you really just kind of have to sit with for a while and understand, like, I really can't, if I give it out over the air, it's not going to have the same meaning. It's the same as if I read the ending of a book and spoiled it.
Right. Well, yeah, no, right? I get that. But like when we get home tonight, can you just lay it all out for me?
No, I can't do that. You have to listen to the podcast. Like it has an order. There are different levels to it. That's why I'm saying too, like people who start listening now at the beginning, like it's going to be so much more beneficial to them.
You give me nothing.
I'm giving you more than you know.
Well, okay, that's confusing. but you know, I just oh, by the way, I'll just remind yeah. people we can take calls if anybody has any. See if you can get any information out of this lady that I can't. 506-648-5925. We're live on the air, unless you're listening to this on the podcast version, mm-hmm. or if it's Friday night and it's a repeat. But
if people
pausing to see if the phone is going to ring.
If people are shy to call in, they can always shoot a message to the Euphorolytic Instagram, I think is probably the easiest way. I'm going to go ahead and spell that for you. I had to write it out because I'm a terrible speller. That's E-U-P-H-O-R. A-L-Y-T-I-C. And that's at Instagram. We're on Facebook. I believe there's a Twitter account set up as well. There's
a
YouTube.
Can you use that in a sentence? That's what they usually do on spelling bees.
Euphorolytic?
Yeah.
I hope that you achieve a euphorolytic state and that you are experiencing high vibrational love energy right now.
Okay. Is there, like, you... You know me a little well. We talk
a little, just a little well.
We talk every now and then. Do you have any specific advice for how I could live my life more euphorolytically? Did I use that correctly?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
can euphorolytic be made into an adverb?
Euphorolytically?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's something that you feel that you want to use, that's fine. Yeah, it definitely, because a euphorolytic state belongs to everyone, really. We're just trying to help people kind of find that out and fine-tune it. So you said you're looking for just some advice on how to get started. Okay, I'll give it a little piece.
Like I okay. think... Well, maybe this is your euphorolytic love spreading out onto me, but mm-hmm. I did kind of walk away from a Facebook chat yeah. that was stressing me out.
And that, yes, actually, John, I don't think I could have given you a better example than that, but that's exactly what it is. If you are stuck in situations where there's just some toxic thoughts, that's just like putting a roadblock right in the middle of the cycle. That's like if you have a wheel turning and you put your hand in the spoke and just stop it immediately. Like that, things like that are going to prevent you from feeling this love, mm-hmm. you know, and it's all around us all the time. And I think we forget about that sometimes. And sometimes we feel that love is this grand gesture like we see in a movie or in a love poem or what. Love poem.
Yeah,
but you know, it's love poems. But it's all around us, and I think a really good thing for people to do, just to kind of dip their toe in, is to look for it, just to notice small things.
Well, I think now that I think about it, your euphoric state, maybe from listening to the podcast, is rubbing off on me more than I had. I had thought about, because I feel that's like it's similar to kind of I've been. You know, suggesting that people in the old St. John comedy circle to, I hadn't used the language, but to be a little bit more euphoritic and, you know, work together and build each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's about.
We should all try to go to as many of each other's shows as we can. That's the real life equivalent of a 5-star rating on iTunes.
That is like a physical action. That's like a physical manifestation that you can do with your body, is go out to things that are going to help the community.
I mean
in the comedy community, but also like do things to help your community.
Like the biggest thing you can probably do to achieve a euphoritic state is to come to No Jokes Bar at Foundations on Saturday, December 15th. What kinds of euphoritic changes have you made in your life that have
lately, you know, that I've just been feeling better. I've been susceptible to I've been open to making changes in my life, just through, you know, changing bad habits and trying to just be more creative, trying to be more comfortable with myself.
We've discussed your sobriety on previous episodes.
That's definitely part of it.
Are you in a better mood because you're getting high on love now?
Yeah, I guess I am, really. That's true. Right. It feels much better than being drunk ever did, really, to be honest with you.
Okay, so yeah, listen to So We Started a Cult instead of doing drugs and alcohol. let's take one more musical break, and then we'll come back and finish this off. This is a song that's just on my radio playlist. I don't know what it sounds like, but it's called Astral Plane.
Wow, it's a surprise song.
Sounds relevant. Anyway, that's the exciting. Modern Lovers. That fits into a podcast about love. May and Moxie are the most modern of lovers. Not really same intent.
We love each other, but not the same. What is that?
Well, you're lovers in the sense that you are people who love.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Modernly. On St. John Forward Radio. Tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane. If you won't sleep with me, I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the astral plane. The astral plane for dark at night. The astral plane, or I'll go insane. Well, I don't see you and it's getting dark. Today we should have gone to a central park. Well, don't you want to see me ever again? If not, I'll meet you on the astral plane. On the astral plane. The astral plane. For late at night. The astral plane. Or I'll go insane. Alright. Thank you.
awful lot to say, but you're not the one that I can say it to, at least not today. Oh, well, I don't remember it afterwards. I don't yet know the word, but I know we've been together just this week. We've been together on the astral plane, the astral plane, for late at night, the astral plane, or I go insane. Well, tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane. If you wanna sleep with me, I'll still be with you. Gonna meet you on the astral plane.
All right, go listen to St. John Forward Radio here on a Monday night.
Flawless.
Oh, yeah, that's right. King of the Transitions. We're coming up on the bottom 12 minutes of the program. So the podcast is called So We Started a Cult. But you seem to be trying to...
Okay.
It seems cultish, but seem to be trying to avoid.
No. We had to call the podcast something that was going to get people's attention. It's not a cult. I don't like that word. A cult is something where you tell people they're not good enough unless they're a part of your, you know, you can only make your way with that, blah, blah, blah. Leave your family, that you're dumb, all that. That's not true. When you're going to achieve a euphorlytic state, it's all about love. It's about, you know, opening yourself up to the message. It's not about closing yourself off and sequestering yourself. It's about opening yourself up to this message that Moxie and I are giving out. You know, it's important to get in on the ground level now because when do you want to start? Do you want to put stuff off or do you want to do them? You know what I mean?
The steps.
Yeah, you got to go through the steps. Mm-hmm. And as of right now, we haven't completed all of our transmissions, like our episodes, you know. So
you only get the truth once you get to a certain level?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like anything. You only get to the conclusion of a book once you read the book. You only get to the climax of a movie once you read the movie.
It's still sounding pretty culty.
I mean, like, that's...
You offered one definition of a cult, but a little something called Merriam-Webster has its own definition of a cult.
Well, I mean, English is an evolving language, okay, John. Right. That's very silly. I think that's...
Just humor me. We've got some... There's five different Merriam-Webster definitions of a cult. Number one, this is a religion regarded as unorthodox or spurious.
Mm-hmm. It's not that. So, okay. What's number two?
All right. A great devotion to a person, idea, object, movement, or work?
No. It's not a devotion. It's something that's inside of you already.
Okay. And a small group of people characterized by such devotion is part C of that same number two.
Well, that's the same thing.
Number three, a system of religious beliefs and ritual.
No, there's no rituals and it's not religious.
All right. Formal religious. All right.
No.
Well, it's not that one. A system for the cure of disease based on dogma set forth by its promulgator. I don't know what that means. A promulgator, I think, is somebody that's promoting this thing. So earlier on this show, you suggested that this system would cure the disease of my back pain. So
that's just a placebo effect, like cures your back, positive thinking. That's scientific. You can't really say that. We didn't make that up.
Yeah, well, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just, you know, I like, there's nothing wrong with a little positivity,
yeah.
But, you know, this, it's, I'm getting a lot of questions from people. Like, they want to know, is this real? Is this a joke or what? Like, are you?
I mean, it's whatever.
Are you hoping to develop like kind of like a big group of devotees or something?
I don't know if devotees is the right word. All that we want to do is just send our love out to the world, and we want people to be as happy as we are. And if people are listening to this and kind of getting a laugh out of it, that's okay.
Laughter is a positive.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a positive thing. If people, whatever you're getting out of this, that's what it is. I do it because I enjoy it. I'm happy. And I'm happy to do it, and I believe in it, and I'm certainly not, you know, I'm not doing this to trick anyone or to make fun of anybody or anything like that. Like, I really don't have any insidious motives. It just, you know, I'm not asking for anything, no money, no, like a cult would be asking for money and for you to live and, you know, to control your life, and that's not, I don't want any of that.
Just as a sidebar, in the course of this conversation, yeah. This might be a miracle of the euphorolytic way of life.
Okay,
I've got the Merriam-Webster website here and opened up the cult definition, and you know, it was getting a little negative, and then all of a sudden, yeah. Do you want to come around and take a look at what just popped up on the computer screen?
I'll have to take my headphones off.
Yeah, okay? That's fine. Maybe you can swing around microphone number two and come over to the other side of the booth here.
This one?
Yeah. You can just bring that with you.
Is this one on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you want me to describe it?
Sure. I'll take a picture and put it on Instagram also.
It's a beautiful ginger tabby cat wearing a pair of glasses, and he looks very smart, and it says, "You're never too cool to learn something new." So I'd say that that's a very euphorlytic message, really, and I would say that is a sign, because what are two things that I love? Orange tabby cats and big thick glasses. So there you go.
Yep. We can't argue with that.
No,
you can't.
I'm going to go back around to the other side.
So I guess finishing up, can you just tell us again, give us the elevator pitch and tell everybody what the next steps are, where they can find this, and anything else you want to promote?
Yeah, you can. Once again, you can find, we're at Euphorlytic, EUPH. Wait, I gotta start again. I'm terrible at spelling. At EUPHORALYTIC. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Like I say, I'm pretty sure there's a Twitter. We're on YouTube.
I had to correct it on my Instagram post. I had LI instead of Y.
Oh, yeah. No, it's LYTIC.
Of course.
So, yeah, the elevator pitch is just that this is something that's innately inside everyone. We want everyone to feel as good as we do. Give out kind acts. We want people to give out love and in return receive love back. And that's really, it's as simple as that.
It's very simple, and all the links will be in the show notes when the podcast comes out on Wednesday at johnforward.podbean.com. Mm-hmm. And what do we got coming up for John Forward-wise? This Saturday, the aforementioned return of No Jokes Barred. It's going to be at Foundations. That's coming up this Saturday, December 15th. There are no other things going on, so you don't need to concern yourself with anything else. You can just come out to the show. Foundations, again... you can't check it on Google Maps. It's the entrance is right across from where we did the parking lot comedy show a couple of weeks ago. So it's the building that's attached to the strip club, Blush, which is probably a good point of reference for my listeners. Yeah, you go in through the where the little toll booth thing is, going into the Service New Brunswick parking lot around the back next to the strip club, and in behind, and there's a sign there that says Foundations, and it's got yellow letters. So we've got that. We've got Austin Hill, Steph Savage, Brian Godso, Steve Fudge, Ghislain Cormier, John Scove Nielsen, and Michelle Petit.
That'll be a good show.
It will be. I have not seen Ghislain Cormier before. I've never met the guy. He's been on my Facebook for a little while. He's coming down from Moncton. As you can tell by his name, he probably has a French accent. So I look forward to that. Also, making her No Jokes Bar debut is Michelle Petit, who happened to be standing at the bar when I was talking to the owner last time I was over there, and said, awesome. I'd be up for doing that.
Oh, sweet. Really?
Yeah. Well, I've seen her. I think she's done a Yuck Yucks amateur night before. Awesome. I've only seen her. She was on the show that I did at Chuckles with Michelle Christine over the summer, and she was pretty filthy. So.
Oh, dear.
No Jokes Barred material through and through coming up. So that's the Saturday, December 15th. That would be, I think that's the last thing that I've got booked. I'm going to be at Sunday Laughter Dark on the 23rd at McGill's. It was originally going to be a crowd work show, but they decided that...
Did you guys all chicken out?
Well, they decided that a crowd work show should probably have a crowd, and having it on the December 23rd might not be the best idea. Yeah, that's why. So, I assume I'm still just going to do the show. So one more regular episode of St. John Forward Radio for the year next Monday on the 17th.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who's going to be on it yet, but we'll figure that out. But the 24th and the 31st... unearthed a classic 2002 H to the C Christmas special, so that'll be spread over 2 weeks. It 20-year-old
that'll be coherent
smug ass John Forward. You love it. So check that out, and then in the new year, Uptown Comedy Deluxe at 10 p.m. at O'Leary's. It's been a few months since I've headlined, so I'm gonna do that, and we've got Martin Saulnier and Chanel Frere, and last week's guest Sam Laidman will be on that. Thank you, May Wonderful,
for coming on the show.
Moxie, you're in our thoughts. Yeah. You can listen to her on the podcast. But that's a show. Good night.
Good night.